Thank you for choosing customer support. My name is Quincy. How can I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I am calling because I have a charge to my debit card that was not authorized from your store.
Okay, just a second. Okay, let's see.
The transaction was made yesterday.
Just a second, 301, 301. I'm trying to look you up by your number.
I'm sorry.
I was looking you up by your number and it didn't pop up. Can I have the zip code?
I have no idea where the transaction was made from.
Right. Can I have that zip code?
My zip code?
Yes, so I can find an account.
3436. 34638.
First and last name.
Carpenter.
Okay, just a second. Carpenter. Okay, no, you're not popping up here. And how much was the charge, sir?
$49.89. It was made yesterday. Would you hold on a minute, please, ma'am?
Yes, it's fine.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, can I have you to spell your first and last name out for me very slowly?
E-A-R-L. This is the cardholder name.
Okay, the last name?
C-A-R-P-E-N. T-E-R.
Okay, so could anyone in your home have done it? Would it be under their name?
No.
Okay,
no,
can I?
This card was actually supposed to have been deactivated by my bank last week, and they didn't do it.
Okay, can
I? And
I
just told them to let them know that the card was supposed to have been deactivated and wasn't.
Okay, can I have your can I have you, it looks like your the last four of your card number?
8549.
No, nothing's popping up. And may I ask, where did you get our number from?
Well, your business is listed on my bank account, and so I looked the business up, and that's how I got the number.
Okay, so what you'll have to do is basically give your card company, whoever card company you're with, you're going to give them a call, and they're going to have to give you an alternate number to directly who's billing you, because we don't have a charge for just a second.
Okay, the transaction description says better health lines today,
right.
01252.
But the number you're calling, we don't charge over $49.89.
You don't charge over $49.89.
That's correct. And you said the charge was $54 and some change.
No, the charge amount, the transaction amount is $49.89.
Okay, just a second. So yeah, you're still gonna have to call that bank to give them a number, to give your alternate number, because I use your telephone number, your zip code, your first and last name, and the last four of the card. And nothing popped
up
for you.
My name would only have been as a card holder, not as the person who actually made the transaction.
So who would the person be to actually make the transaction?
I have no idea. That's the reason it's fraud.
Okay, so you're definitely going to have to contact your bank on that. Because we would need to know a name.
I contacted my bank. I was giving the company, I was giving your business a courtesy card to call to let you know that the transaction was not an authorized transaction, and that it was a case of fraud.
Right. So basically, there's no Earl Carpenter popping up in our system, so I won't be able to cancel anything.
And you don't have that card number. You don't have a card number with that a purchase made with a card number with that last four popping up in your system.
No, sir.
Okay. Well. It says pending, so maybe you haven't charged.
Can I have your zip code one more time so I can list the names to you and see if they sound familiar?
34638.
34638. Okay, so do any David sound familiar, or Christian, or Theodore? I said, do a Theodore sound familiar, or a William?
This is a case of fraud. Someone has my card number.
All right, so I was just trying to see if you know any names that sound familiar to who have done this.
Well, I have three uncles named William, so, and my brother's name is William. So William is a familiar name, but
William Allen.
No, none of them know my card number, so...
Okay, sir. You're going to have to contact that bank.
Okay, like I said, I talked to my bank. I was giving the company a courtesy call just to let you know that the charge was fraudulent. But, I mean, if you're not finding nothing, you're not finding nothing.
Okay, sir.
Okay. Well.
Okay, thank you for choosing customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Mm-hmm.